Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Foam Ball Friday, Sand Facial Saturday, and Swami Says Sunday Surf Report, all brought to you by the Main Street Pub, home of fresh squeezed drinks, great food, live music. Now that's downtown, baby. Main Street Pub. Thanks for sponsoring Report for many years, and we looked like we got a little bit of a line showing up out there. Swami says there was a little bit of a groundswell coming our way, and he wasn't kidding. It looks pretty little. I was looking at it. It's about maybe knee to thigh high, maybe lucky waist high. Going to have to be lower tide for it to break. And it looks like that wind's going to stay out of that east. It's a nice little brisky wind, not too strong, 10 miles an hour, and maybe a little stronger, but straight out of the east. Outgoing tides can be glassy conditions if there's some waves, maybe Smyrna, Cocoa Beach Pier area, and also the inlet, Sebastian and Ponds, definitely going to be a little snappy there. Spanish House, got to check out for tide though, it's very important, and it's only going to be a one-day swell. Tomorrow goes back to blue for the period, means that's just wind swell, so it's going to be a wind swell weekend. The only other good news is the wind picks up a few miles an hour stronger for late Saturday and Sunday, up to 10 to 15 out of the east. Now, it might have a little southeast in it, but mostly east. It looks, Swami looked ahead, looks like east winds all the way through the beginning of next week, too. So it's a nice little breeze off the ocean, great for going to the beach, but not much for surf. Not strong enough to really blow anything to make wind swell much. There'll be a little bit of scattered wind swell peaks over the weekend, but it's going to have to be the right tides. Maybe some shore pound. The shore pound's been looking a little better lately. Some troughs out there, and it looks like it's hitting pretty good for some shore pound. But that's about it. It's looking like summertime conditions are rolling right in on us. And so that's it for the surf. Keeping the surf camps free, that's what it's all about here at The Guru. Been around for 20-plus years. Giving you free surf cams, so let our sponsors know they heard or saw it here. Thanks again to the Main Street Pub and all of our other sponsors to help keep the surf cams free. We'll be back for Mahalo Monday. Looks like a little more wind swell and less wind on Monday. Looks like the winds die back down. We really need that wind to keep things cooled off. All right, you guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.